Hi, I'm Chiara Albertani, and you're very welcome to my podcast, Behind the Series. Hello everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of Behind the Series. This week, I went behind the scenes of a drama TV series called Self-Made, based on the biography On Her Own Ground by Alilia Bundles. This TV series premiered on the 20th of March 2020 on Netflix. Self-Made was inspired by the life of Madame C.J. Walker, a woman who built her own empire starting from nothing. She was considered a black hair care pioneer in an adverse time. She was the daughter of slaves. Walker was orphaned at 7, married at 14, and widowed at 20. She spent the better part of the next two decades working as a washerwoman for $1.50 a week. Then, with the discovery of a revolutionary hair care formula for black women, everything changed. By her death in 1919, Walker managed to overcome astonishing odds, building a storied beauty empire from the ground up, accumulating wealth unprecedented among black women, and devoting her life to philanthropy and social activism. This TV series was created by Elle Johnson and Janine Sherman-Barois and produced by LeBron James, Maverick Carter, Mark Holder and Octavia Spencer. It's a unique series in the sense that it shows the real struggles of this woman, how she overcame the hostile American culture of that time, epic rivalries, difficult marriages to become America's first black self-made female millionaire. Plus, the author of the book On Her Own Ground is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam Walker. In 2016, Zero Gravity Management, known for products like Beast of No Nation, optioned the right to the book to develop as a limited series starring Octavia Spencer. But in 2017, James and Spring Hill came on board, and the project was set up at Netflix for development. The announcement of the production was made by VP Original Programming Cindy Holland during Netflix TCA executive session. Madam C.J. Walker was Spring Hill's first scripted series project and now becomes the company's first green-lighted scripted series. The success of the TV series is also explicable if we take a look at the cast. The Oscar-winning actress Octavia Spencer, also known for The Help, Instant Family, interprets Madam Sarah C.J. Walker. Tiffany Haddish, also known for Girls Trip, plays Sarah's daughter Lilia. Carmen Nyogo, who starred in Selma, plays Addie Monroe, a hairstylish businesswoman and former friend of Sarah. Bill Bellamy plays Sweetness, a smart, savvy banker who gets inspired by Madam C.J. Walker's success and angles for a way to get in good with her by any means necessary. Blair Underwood plays the role of Sarah's second husband, C.J. Walker. This project was successful, especially thanks to the great collaboration between authors, writers, and producers. And Spencer also said that today there are many platforms, but Netflix had been a wonderful partner under all aspects. How they have produced the TV series and how they are promoting it as well. It's a wonderful collaborative team.
You are listening to Behind the Series podcast with Chiara Albertani.
Let's now go deeper into the characters. Sarah Breedlove, who later became Madam C.J. Walker, had a tough childhood. She grew in a time when slavery was being abolished, and in the TV series, through some flashbacks, we can see that when she was little, she worked in the cotton plantations with her parents. She was very poor, she was a washerwoman for years, she neglected her look and suffered from hair loss. This, of course, affected her confidence and how she was perceived by the world. But one day, one visit changed her life forever. Addie Monroe introduced her to a hair care formula specific for black hair that made her hair grow back again. From there, her life changed. Her hair grew back as well as her confidence. So, Sarah asked Addie if she could work for her to sell her product, but Addie refused because she thought that Sarah wasn't attractive enough, and Addie added that she wanted lighter-skinned women to represent her brand. So, that was what pushed Sarah to start creating and selling her own formula. As the TV series shows, there is a big competition growing between Sarah and Addie, especially because Addie sees Sarah succeed with a product similar to hers. This rivalry is well shown in some interstitial clips where we see Adi and Sarah fighting on a ring, and in all the four episodes we see Adi's growing jealousy towards Sarah that brings her to buy off some of Madame C.J. Walker employees to work for her. Nevertheless, in real life, Sarah was a seller of Annie Malone, renamed in the TV series as Adi Monroe. But Madame C.J. Walker was a strong woman. She had a dream and nothing could stop her. She was full of resources and she was not afraid of the obstacles that she encountered on her way to success. But all her willingness to make her dream come true endangered her marriage. In fact, at first her husband CJ sees and supports her dream. They move to Indianapolis together to start a new life. He sees her passion and he supports her. But towards the end of the TV series, their relationship suffers. Underwood also says that playing his role in the TV series was a dream come true. It's all about seeing this woman achieving amazing accomplishments, watch her career take off, especially in a world and time where black people were starting to create their lives after the abolition of slavery. Similar to the story of Madame CJ is the one of Sweetness, played by Bill Bellamy. He is an entrepreneur, he is cunning and also manipulative. He doesn't take no for an answer. He had a tough past, he went to prison for illegal activities, but now he's back and he wants to clean himself up, but no one wants to give him the chance. Self-made really shows great bonds between women. In fact, anybody can relate to Sarah's story. The show wants to state the importance of sisterhood, how important it is to empower women and to support them in achieving their dreams. The relationship mother-daughter between Madame C.J. Walker and her daughter Lilia is a perfect example. Sarah wants her daughter to marry and have children, but Lilia wants different things. And in the last episode, we see how important it is to let everyone achieve their dreams without imposing anything on others.
Behind the Series Podcast with Chiara Albertani.
Janine Barra, co-showrunner of Selfmade, says that the story of Madame C.J. Walker is amazing and inspirational. Anybody of any culture can relate to her. It brings understanding that you can achieve whatever you want. There will be obstacles and pushbacks, but in the end, you are the only person who can make your dream come true. So watching this story can really help people. It encourages you to do the same. Have confidence in yourself and act. People have voices and they want to be heard. Sarah Walker knew that there would always be people that had something against her, people who wanted to see her not achieving her dream because they were jealous of her success. But the story told in Selfmade shows that everyone can beat those judgments and achieve their goals.
When we work together, we are stronger. I think this entire process of the Netflix series and all of the women working together really shows that Madam Walker's legacy is an enduring one, that women are still inspired by her, that they are inspired enough to work so hard to come together to try to make this production something that will inspire millions. In this production, her spirit is within the women who work so hard and all the people who work so hard to bring it to the screen.
So the story told in Selfmade, it's not only beauty, it's not only about hair, but it's everything behind the concept of beauty and hair. Sarah really wants to improve the life of women. In the TV series, she says, "If I can help one person, I'm lifting all of us up." She shows resilience. She shows that she can do everything she wants, and all women can do the same. So that's it for this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I will see you next time with a brand new episode of Behind the Series.
Thank you for listening to Behind the Series podcast.